This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to go back to that data cornucopia one more time, because why not beat a metaphor all the way down, right? But we're going to point out that consumer spending was up last month, though not as up as it was in September, so a sign of a slowing recovery. And as we enter the holiday shopping season, how much consumers spend matters more than ever, and it matters especially for small business retailers in this economy. So we're going to follow three of them over the holidays to see how they are doing in this year unlike any other. First up.
My name is Annie Lang Hartman. I own Compass Paper Company, which is a stationery and gift brand, and we are based in Leelanau County, Michigan. Compass Paper Company has been in business for a little over 5 years now. Around March 15th, when things were really starting to shut down, 90% of our spring and summer orders were canceled, and we needed to shift to focusing on our regular everyday customers. We went up 750% in those sales this year, which is a really big deal. But this year we went in having a plan of adding, you know, 6 or 7 employees, and that kind of went out the window. And it's just everything feels uncertain right now. So any sale that we get is just feels good, no matter how big or small.
Next up, Phoenix, Arizona.
My name is Rue Newby. My company is Label by 3. Label by 3 is a sustainable clothing company that I started with my sisters 2 years ago. This holiday season, we have scaled back on like the stock that we have and the items that we plan to make just to be on the safe side. We'd rather have too little than too much. We're excited to still be, you know, planning all these things, all the holiday stuff that we typically plan. It is busy, so it's lots of just like to-do lists and did you get this done? Did you get that done? There is a tone of nervousness, but I think we're trying to just focus on staying positive and just taking it day by day and week by week.
The last stop in our admittedly brief survey of small business retail in this pandemic holiday season is a brick and mortar toy store.
My name is Irene Kesselman. I am the owner of Alley Cat Toys and Books, located in Carrboro, North Carolina. We have been in existence for over 30 years. I have owned the store for 7. Today, we are doing whatever we can to capture our business. It is clearly the most critical time of the year. We are offering private shopping appointments, and we are also doing local deliveries where I will literally get in my car and drive to bring the gift to the customer. I usually have my seasonal buying done by, I would say, August. And this year, not knowing what to expect, I leave here and I go home and I look at sales and I write orders at night based on what we sold that day. I'm really depending on my gut this year. I've always done well with going by my gut, but this year in particular, every day is different.
Irene Kesselman there in Carrboro, North Carolina. We're going to check back in with her and Annie Lang Hartman and Rue Newby in a couple of weeks.